I belong to Christ. In our letter this morning from Paul to the Corinthians, his first letter, he made it clear that if we are truly Christians, we belong only to Christ. That we aren't divided amongst a whole bunch of different people. Our allegiance doesn't belong to this person or that person, or to this organization or this church, this community. You know, though for probably getting close to 25 years, I have been a member of the Episcopal Church and an Anglican. And I am part of this community of St. Andrews. Though I serve as a priest in the Episcopal Diocese of Long Island, I am of Christ. I belong to Christ. And if I truly belong to Christ, that means that I am called to follow Christ and to live into the life Christ has shown us. In our gospel today, we have Jesus truly beginning his boots on the ground ministry. John the Baptist has left the scene. He's been arrested. And we hear that Jesus has moved to Capernaum. And he is already preaching to others, you know, to prepare, to repent, for the kingdom is at hand. To repent, in other words, to turn back to God. And he is passing along this message to other people that they are being called back to God. And not only are they being called back to God, but that they are so loved that God has sent him the Messiah. But for the kingdom of God to flourish, it takes more than one person. Even though Jesus is the Son of God, part of the Blessed Trinity, God, fully man, Jesus cannot act alone. And so we see him today calling his first apostles. Of course, at this time, they are just disciples still. They haven't been made officially apostles. But we hear about him going down to the seashore. And first he sees Andrew and Peter, says to them, as in the old books, you know, I'll make you fisher of men. I don't know, I've always found that fish for people kind of clumsy, but it's what we got in our translation. But he says, you know, I'll make you fisher of humans, of people, of man. This idea that you're already fishermen, but come, I have a new calling for you. And then, of course, he goes down the shore and he calls the son of Zebedee, John and James, to follow him also. And all four of these men leave. They put down their nets and they follow Jesus, in part to learn more about what the Messiah has to say, but also to eventually proclaim the good news to others. At that moment, they become with Christ. They belong with Christ from that moment on. And eventually, as you know, we will see in the gospel, to certain extents, they go out and they preach on their own. They serve Jesus as Jesus is preaching and talking about this message of love to other people. And then as we get to the book of Acts, we hear about them going out on their own and bringing more people to the church. and those people whom they speak to, who they bring, going out and going, you know, and this, basically this wider net just keeps on growing and growing and growing. And all these people proclaim the simple message, I belong to Christ. Now, belong to Christ is a more than a statement. It means that we live into the good news, that like Christ, we go out into the world and proclaim it. It wasn't enough for Peter and Andrew, John and James, and later on the other apostles and disciples, people like Matthew and Mary Magdalene, Martha. It wasn't enough for them to just say, we belong to Jesus. They had to follow through with it. As we saw today, Jesus calls James, John, Andrew, and Simon, and they get out of the boat. See, that's what the important part is they had to get out of the boat. They had to leave what was familiar and what was comfortable for them. Levi later on had to leave his tax, stand, his desk where he was collecting the taxes. The other apostles had to leave their own homes, their own work, all so they could follow Jesus and to do the work they were called to. Now, of course, later on, you have others who continue to live where they've lived forever, to continue to do their work that they have been called to. Yet, they get out of the boat. Instead of staying in comfort, they go out into the world and tell others about Jesus. Now, we're a small church. There is no doubt about it. And as we knew from last, most of us probably had an idea already before we went to annual meeting, because many of you have been around here for a long time, that we're always seem to be struggling, not only financially, but sometimes, with just people. And the thing is, people don't just come to us anymore. It used to be if you were an Anglican, you came to an area, you moved in, you looked, in the Yellow Pages or whatever, and you saw, oh, there's an Episcopal church, and you went there. But now people don't do that. We need to go to them. We need to go to the places people are and to proclaim the good news, to share this love with other people, to do as people like Paul, Timothy, and others did, to leave our comfort zone, to get out of our boat, to get out of St. Andrew's, to reach out to other people, to tell them about our experience with the risen Lord, to share the good news of God's love with them, to invite them to come join us for worship, to be a part of our community. In other words, we have to get out of our boat. Like those early disciples did. Get out of our own comfort zone. And sometimes when we do that, we have to, and we start listening to people, we realize there are things about what we do we may need to change. That we need to find out what it is that people are missing in their own lives. This isn't meaning that we are become a service, that does everything for whatever anybody wants. It is, but sometimes it is listening to what is it that is missing in your life? What is it about our service that is or is not calling you? So we have to actually listen, to be willing to find out what people are needing? What is separating them from Christ? We need to be willing to get our hands dirty, as they say. Now, like everybody else, I like things comfortable. You know, every once in a while I like to think I have a sense of adventure, but for the most part, at the end of the day, I like to go home and turn on Netflix and, you know, and put on something comfortable and, you know, and, you know, enjoy my little world. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all need a little bit of that in our lives. You know, we hear time and time again where Jesus goes off on his own for a little while to rest and relax. But still, we need to go out as Christians to share the good news with others, to say, I belong to Christ, and then not live as into that isn't really the message we want to give other people. So my brothers and sisters, I am encouraging you to leave the safety of the boat, to leave your comfort zones, to go out and to speak with others about your faith, about this church, to find out what it is they are looking for, and to actually listen, to bring that back, to start that conversation. None of us know what the future has to hold. You know, Jesus made that even clearer to his disciples one time, that not even he knew what was going to, you know, the complete future. That's all in God's hands. But we're all called to go out there and to do our work. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you to basically leave this church today, to meet your brothers and sisters where they are. As I said earlier, to listen, to talk, then to listen, and then invite them to come join us. As we all know, that you know, that not all invitations are accepted. But you never know until you ask. You may invite 10 people, and they may all turn you down. But that shouldn't stop you from inviting the 11th, because that 11th person just might be the one who's waiting to hear about the good news. That might be the person who, maybe they don't even know it yet, but are waiting to have their lives completely turned upside down in the name of Christ, to belong to something greater to themselves. Like you, they may be looking to belong to Christ.